We waited 30 years.
The wait is over.
But this season...
What happens now?
Champions of baseball.
It's time to defend the crown. This is World Champion Dodger Talk.
It's yours, Los Angeles.
Breaking down the world champion LA Dodgers all season long.
So happy, man.
LA Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Chef Marito,
seasoning partner of the Dodgers.
Navi and tankless water heaters.
For endless hot water, visit tanklessmadesimple.com.
And by Chevrolet.
Buy new roads.
Don't miss an episode and get all the podcasts on the iHeartRadio app. Now your host, LA's favorite Dodger insider,
the city's favorite son.
Here's David Vassay.
Welcome to Dodger Talk. David Vassay with you live from Dodger Stadium, where the Dodgers dropped their third in a row, this time to the Rockies, the opener of this three-game weekend series, 9-6 in 10 innings. We are taking your phone calls at 866-987-2570. Nick Coletti will join us in a little bit, and also we will hear from Dave Roberts coming up because he just stepped down from the podium. We'll get an update on Cody Bellinger. Not only do the Dodgers lose the game, but they lose Cody, who actually looked good at the plate tonight, and the last time he had a hit was against Chichi Gonzalez, and tonight he got hits against Chichi Gonzalez, a double and a triple. The triple in the sixth inning looked to be where his left hamstring started to grab. And remember, like I mentioned during the clubhouse show, he was on the injured list the last time with left hamstring strain. And this time they're calling it tightness. So we'll see where it goes. It's never a good thing when you've just come off the injured list a couple of weeks ago with the left hamstring strain, and now you leave the game with left hamstring tightness. So hopefully Cody does not have to go back on the injured list. It's just been a very frustrating season for Cody Bellinger, and year for that matter, baseball-wise, because going back to the offseason, he had offseason shoulder surgery on his right shoulder. Then, on the first road trip of the season, he gets stepped on and breaks a bone in his left leg, and he's on the shelf for a good amount of time, and then comes back and strains his left hamstring, and now this. So it's been a very tough go for Cody Bellinger. So now the Dodgers are staring at not having Mookie Betts, not having Cody Bellinger, and not having Corey Seager coming up in that Giants series, which starts again Tuesday in San Francisco. The Dodgers are back to that, and that seems to be kind of where they've been all year. They haven't had those three guys in the starting lineup probably since the first couple of weeks of the season or the first road trip of the season. So it's been a tough go for the Dodgers, and they found a way to keep it together with their starting rotation. And tonight, David Price, who has stepped into the rotation valiantly, pitched 5 2/3 innings and gave up 3 earned runs and just had 4 strikeouts in 74 pitches. He did enough to win tonight, but the Dodger bullpen couldn't keep it together. It was obvious that Dave Roberts was short not only on his bench, but also short in the bullpen, because that's why they had Brustar Graterol take the place of Max Muncy on the roster, who was with his wife tonight as she gave birth to their first child, and he won't return until Tuesday in San Francisco. So that's the reason why Graterol was brought up, because they were a little short in the bullpen tonight, and he wasn't able to help the Dodgers get the outs in the eighth inning. And then Darian Nunez was called upon in a high-leverage situation instead of Victor Gonzalez, who helped the Dodgers win the World Series last year. And I know Victor hasn't pitched that well lately, but he has been there before at the highest stage and the highest level. But the Dodgers decided to go to Nunez, who wasn't able to get the outs he needed, and the Rockies tied the score in the eighth, and then he had 2 outs and 2 strikes on pinch hitter Sam Hilliard, who hit a majestic home run to left field to give the Rockies the lead. So that's where things were tonight, and the Dodgers had missed opportunities. You heard Justin Turner say it, and you heard me say it a million times. Forget about bases loaded in the ninth inning with nobody out after they tied the score. The runner at third, 90 feet away, nobody out. That's the only runner that mattered. And I feel like those Dodger hitters, Will Smith, Sheldon Noisy especially, started to think about grand slams and trying to get all those three runs home. They just needed that one run to get home from 90 feet away. 866-987-2570. Let's head downstairs to hear what manager Dave Roberts had to say about Bellinger and the rest of the game.
He's going to be down tomorrow. I'd like to think we got ahead of it. He felt it on his triple, same hamstring as before. So he'll be down tomorrow. Hopefully come Sunday, he'll be back in there. But right now, I guess he's day to day.
Next question is from Bill Plunkett. Go ahead.
Yeah, Dave, why was Joe Kelly down?
Just kind of some soreness. And so we'll see. I think he'll be back online on Sunday.
Next question is from Rowan Kavner. Go ahead.
Hey, Dave, I know we've asked about this before, but, you know, 1 in 10 in extra is 58 and 30 in all other games. Is it hard to explain?
It is. I think we've lost them on the road. We've lost them at home. I really don't have an explanation. I really don't. I think that certain of those games, offensively, we had a chance to win the game. Other times, we didn't hold the lead. I really don't know, Rowan. I'd like to think that it'll even itself out, but outside of kind of dissecting each game, I really couldn't give you an educated answer. I don't know.
Well, I think Dave Roberts has given us an educated answer earlier in the season, and I feel like he's just tired of repeating it. And I thought he gave a great answer earlier in the season. The Dodgers have a record of 1-10 in extra innings because they forced their way into extra innings. They made mistakes to get themselves into those extra innings, and it just continued in extra innings. There was no reason to go into the 10th inning tonight. Even after the Rockies were able to take the lead, the Dodgers were able to score the tying run because of an erratic relief pitcher, and they couldn't get the winning run in 90 feet away. That's the reason why they lost tonight. I mean, it's not that complicated. Poor defense, poor relief pitching late in games, and missed opportunities offensively. I don't know. If Dave's obviously tired of repeating himself, so I'll say it. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Let's go out to Andrew, who is at the game tonight. You're on Dodger Talk, Andrew. What's up?
Hey, man. It was a great time being at the stadium. That bottom of the ninth felt like a playoff half an inning. Very, very exciting. But, man, we just couldn't get that last run in. To make it worse, we couldn't get the win before 11, so no fireworks.
Yeah, right? Cody Bellinger gets hurt, the Dodgers lose the game, and fans don't get the fireworks. I would say that's 0-3 in a big way.
All we needed was a flyout, and we would have the win and the fireworks.
That's right. That's all you needed, a sacrifice fly. And the outfield was playing shallow on those first two hitters, Smith and Noisy. I actually felt that if Smith didn't get the job done, it was going to have to be left up to A.J. Pollock. And unfortunately, the temptations of the barred pitch up in the strike zone was too much for all three of those hitters to resist. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Let's go out to Robert in Fontana. You're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Robert.
Hey, David. How you doing?
I've been better, Robert. This is starting to get frustrating for me as well.
I hear you. I know you talked about Cody's injury, so I'm going to change it up a little bit. I have a question, and I want to know your opinion. So what do you think with all the guys on the IL and possibly Cody maybe going on it? What about playing Albert Pujols a little more? Maybe get that veteran and that motivator more every day in the lineup.
Well, I think he's going to have to start playing again more. That's what it was when he first came over here, when Bellinger and Betts were out of the lineup and Muncy was out for a couple of games too. So I would expect to see Albert Pujols starting tomorrow night at first base and probably see him again on Sunday because that's where they're at. So appreciate, especially tomorrow night, you got Kyle Freeland on the mound. He's a lefty, so you will see Albert Pujols for sure in the starting lineup tomorrow night. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Let's go out to Rudy in North Hollywood. You're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse.
Hey, David. I was at the game, too. Very, very disappointing loss again. I'm glad you addressed why it was inexplicably like Bruce Dargaterol was replaced by Nunez, who I think what he was an opener a couple of games ago.
Nunez was in Double A Tulsa a couple of weeks ago.
No, but the last time he played a game, he was, I think,
the night that Josiah Gray made his major league debut, the second game of the Giants series.
Do you feel like the team, I mean, obviously there's injuries and stuff, the team's kind of falling apart and they're looking for pieces. You know, they're hoping to catch lightning like they did with Taylor and Muncy by having all these guys come up and giving them extra chances when they haven't really come through, because really there's four guys on this team that are consistent and they're all at the top of the lineup. And all the guys, yes, they get hits, but there's not been consistency at the bottom six of the lineup.
I actually disagree with that. I feel like A.J. Pollock has been doing all the damage from the seventh spot. And, you know, I feel like he would be one of those guys that you're referring to as consistently good for at least the last month. And Will Smith has looked better since the All-Star break. He was starting to get run down, and he's done really well bouncing back after the break. So I disagree with you. Taylor and Pollock have been hitting sixth and seventh for virtually the entire season. I think the biggest problem with the Dodgers was Mookie's been hurt all year, and even when he's been playing, he's been hurt. You're getting no production out of the leadoff spot because he's been hurt and playing at 50%, I guess. I mean, when your hip is bothering you all year, it's tough to be a really good player. And we saw when his hip is feeling good, how good he can be until it reared its ugly head again in Denver. And I don't know when the Dodgers are going to put him on the injured list. It feels like, you know, the last time he started a game was Sunday. I don't know how this hip is going to get any better here in the next day or two, but we'll see what happens. And he was taking ground balls at second base a couple of days ago. Don't know what that means either. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Got to go to our guy in Culver City. Kevin, what's going on, man?
David, you know, the Kenley Jansen game against San Francisco, I was like, the home run, that was on Kenley. The second game last night, obviously, the game's over on a strike. You can't have that. That game's got to be over. That's a win. Kenley got the ground ball. That's on Noisy, not stretching. But tonight, Will Smith is my guy. He's a pro's pro. Clutch home runs in the World Series, NLCS. You got to know who's behind you, who's on deck. You got to get that fly ball or get walked. You don't have to hit the grand slam. Just drive the run in. We had this game tonight. We clearly lost it. After bases loaded, nobody out, you got to finish the game strong. And, you know, I want the billion-dollar question for you answered. When is Corey Seager coming back? We're not going to win anything if we don't have Seager back or Betts. Betts has been out for a week. We need Corey back. This team is falling apart without Corey. Bellinger fans, get off of Cody Bellinger. He's a great defensive player. He showed tonight what he does for us. He lights our team up. Hopefully he could get back. But we got to get some help on this team. Are we going to get Green from the Yankees? This bullpen is in shambles. And these hitters got to step up. You got to win a baseball game with the bases loaded. You got to cash in a run. One fly ball. Come on, Dodgers. We got to get it together. We got to rally around this. And we need Corey back. We need Corey Seager back. This team will not go far without Corey Seager back in this lineup. Thanks, right, Babe. I appreciate you. Optimistic. You're a class act, and we'll turn it around. Go Dodgers.
All right, Kevin. Thanks a lot for the phone call. I'm with you. That's a million-dollar question. You know, on the last homestand, Dave Roberts had said the expectations were for Seager to come back in the Giants series. And then all of a sudden, that wasn't going to happen. And then all of a sudden, it was back on that he could come back this past Wednesday. And that still hasn't happened. Now, they're talking about sending him out on a rehab assignment. So I have no idea what's going on with Corey Seager. It seems like it's on, and then it's off, and then it's on again. And that's not me saying all that stuff. That's what's coming out from the Dodgers and Dave Roberts saying those things. So I saw Seager today standing in front of the Dodger bullpen gate during batting practice and didn't have a chance to talk to him, but I guess the next step for Seager is to go out on a rehab assignment, you would think, in the next week or so, and hopefully be back by the time the Dodgers come back from their next road trip, which begins Tuesday in San Francisco. We're going to take a quick timeout here on Dodger Talk. When we come back, we'll check in with Ned Colletti and also a very special birthday for a Dodger Hall of Famer that we want to celebrate as well. Dodgers fall in 10 innings to the Rockies, 9-6 on AM 570 LA Sports.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On air at AM 570, online at AM570LASports.com, and available by podcast on the iHeartRadio app. This is Dodger Talk with David Bassett.
David Bassett live at Dodger Stadium. This is Dodger Talk here on AM 570 LA Sports. The Dodgers fall for the third straight night here at Dodger Stadium. After dropping the last two to the Giants, the Rockies hand the Dodgers their 10th loss in extra innings, a 9-6 victory in the 10th. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. We'll get back to your phone calls, maybe. But first, we want to check in with Ned Colletti, analyst now for Sportsnet LA. And Ned, what did you think stood out to you the most on why the Dodgers lost tonight's game?
Well, they had opportunities. Obviously, bullpen didn't get the job done. But you got the winning run 90 feet away. You got Daniel Bard scuffling to throw pitches over the plate, bouncing a couple back to the screen. Dodgers have been excellent at not expanding the zone. But when you look at that inning, whether it was anxiety or whatever, boy, he gets three strikeouts. That was the game right there.
All right, let's move on to maneuvering a roster. Mookie Betts hasn't started a game in since Sunday. Max Muncy's on paternity leave, so Dave Roberts is playing with a short bench, and then all of a sudden, Cody Bellinger is forced to leave the game because of a tight left hamstring. So after he used Austin Barnes to pinch hit, he had nobody left on the bench. What do the Dodgers do with Mookie Betts? Do you believe now, as he sees Bellinger go down, that he may try to force his way into the lineup since he's not on the injured list, or do you believe tomorrow's the day the Dodgers make that decision?
Well, that's a great question. It depends on, and really, if they really think Mookie's going to play on Tuesday. You're playing short on almost two ends, and it's tough to do that. And with Bellinger now out, and of course Max on leave with his wife giving birth today, you know, you are really down. You're really short. You're short key guys, and you can't keep playing short like that. Ruiz is doing great at AAA. He's done well in his short big league appearances, but maybe it's time to maybe put Mookie on the IL and bring up Ruiz, even though he's a catcher. You know, you got some versatility with his athleticism. Maybe Will Smith. It's a tough call. It's a tough thing to do because obviously they've waited this long with Mookie, hoping to get him in these Giant games.
Yeah, and I don't know. Have you ever been put in that decision where you're kind of on the fence on whether or not you want to put a really good player on the IL or try to wait it out?
Yeah, but when I was GM and the IL was a DL, and it was 15 games.
Yeah.
So you were really, your decision had an extra third of a period of time that you were going to be without the player, but you can only go so long. And you could only backdate back then. You could backdate 10 days. But I think the Bellinger situation has made it more of a topic. I think when you think back to early this week, there was some talk of Corey Seager playing in a major league game this week.
Yeah.
And then that changed to rehab, and now it's undecided when that is even going to happen. So you know, I still think you got plenty of time, and there's a lot of different things that are going to happen between now and the end of the season. But I think you really have to be able to execute, and you've got to really be able to take advantage of another team's anxiety, i.e. Daniel Bard tonight, but did not happen.
Have you seen Corey Seager? Have you spoken to Corey Seager? What do you believe the plan is for him?
Well, I think you know they're talking now about rehab, which I understand completely. I mean, you can't replicate a big league at bat not even in the minor leagues, but you certainly can't replicate it in a simulation game. And there's other things, too. You're talking about the part of the game besides your catcher, smartest player on the field as far as knowing where to be, knowing how, is almost one of your captains as far as your defense goes. When you haven't done that for as long as Corey hasn't been in a game, you need to get your mind going, too, a little bit. And I think that, you know, the people think it's a slow game, baseball, this and that. It's still a 3.5-hour endeavor. So your endurance, the physicality of even standing and preparing and getting ready, you know, you gotta go through that a little bit, too. My fear is that if he comes back without any rehab, you're going to have him struggle for a period of time trying to get his timing back. So, you know, if you're kind of caught in between, and one injury compounds another, and everything that's gone on this week has led to more decision-making, but fewer and fewer options. So you've got more choices that you're going to have to make, more calls you're going to have to make, but fewer options as far as your discussion pieces as to where you're going to go to fix it. And that's a tough part to be in right now.
All right, Ned. Thanks a lot for staying up late with us, and we will talk to you tomorrow night, hopefully after a Dodger win.
All right, David. Thank you, then. Thank you, pal.
There he goes, Ned Coletti, Sportsnet LA analyst, and he's right. That's what the Dodgers want to do, and they and Seager have talked about it. When Seager comes back, they don't want to do what they've done in the past with some other players when they come off the injured list. You play two games, you get a day off. You play two games, you get a day off. That's not what either side wants to do. When Seager comes back, they want to play. They want Seager to play every day, and that's what Seager wants as well. So maybe that's why they're being a little bit more patient with bringing him back, because they want to avoid that type of situation. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Kevin was at Dodger Stadium tonight. You're on Dodger Talk with David Basset. Hi, Kevin.
David, what a brutal week, man. I was at the game on Monday, I was at the game on Wednesday, and tonight.
Ooh,
and
rough week for you, Kevin.
Yeah, I watched from home last night, and yeah, it was definitely tough. There was, you know, really a no-doubt kind of vibe in the stadium tonight that we were going to take this one in the bottom of the ninth. But I want to point out a couple good things. David Price, I thought, had a nice outing and continues to kind of build up and get his innings in, so appreciating that.
I believe David Price is never leaving the rotation. I believe David Price is going to stay in this rotation and be a really good part of this rotation. I've felt that way since the beginning.
Yep. I did feel like we may have hit with Pujols a little too early in the game. I know that probably came up on the calls earlier, but you know, not having him on the bench, although Barnes came up with a big single to kind of get things going there at the end of the game. But yeah, just not having the depth and really, you know, those three strikeouts when you got the bases loaded and have got two great clutch singles. I don't even know how many pitches Taylor saw in his at-bat, but he fought hard to go the other way and move Barnes over. And then you got McKinney working the walk, and we just could not convert. And, man, if we had squeezed, just get the ball in the air, something, it seemed like a sure bet, but we could not convert, and that was just a real bummer. And the way we've lost these games, really, the things that have happened or haven't happened have been honestly the most stunning, you know, whether it's the Noisy not stretching at second the other day, which I think he got, you know, obviously a lot of heat for. And, just the check swing. I mean, it's just all these little elements.
Oh, you're bringing back so many bad memories, Kevin. Okay, we got it. We don't have to relive it. We don't have to relive it. You don't have to reconstruct every bad moment. I'm sorry for the bad week. It'll get better, Kevin. Thanks a lot for the phone call. 866-987-2570. I lived it last night. We were on until 1 a.m. I don't need to relive it again. I want to bring up something that will put everybody in a better mood. And today is one of the great Dodgers' birthdays. And that is Hall of Famer Don Drysdale from the San Fernando Valley, Van Nuys to be specific, the 9-time All-Star, 3-time World Series champion, and 1962 Cy Young Award winner, was born today, and he is sorely missed. Passed away in Montreal in 1993. I'll never forget that day. I was watching the Dodger broadcast, and Vin Scully came on before the fifth or sixth inning began, and announced the sad news that Don had passed away in his hotel room in Montreal that year in 1993. I remember where I was. We were going to a family dinner at San Remo on Woodman and Victory that night. And when I got there, I was so bummed out because growing up, it was Vince Scully, of course, Ross Porter, and Don Drysdale. That was the broadcast trio that I grew up with for the most part of my life. And I never got to meet Don Drysdale, but it felt like I knew him since he was in our living room and our cars every single night for the better part of my whole life. And I wanted to celebrate him because he deserves to be celebrated, gone but never forgotten. And here's part of his Hall of Fame speech in Cooperstown back in 1984.
Ladies and gentlemen, and members of the Hall of Fame, it is certainly a pleasure for me to be here this afternoon and quite an honor. It's with pride and emotion, and as the commissioner said, very intimidating, believe me, to stand here amongst these great Hall of Famers and with you people that have taken your time to come out here this afternoon to join us. It's kind of like a day of Thanksgiving. To me, Thanksgiving comes early in 1984 because, you know, when you think about myself, a kid from the San Fernando Valley, we never had Major League Baseball or anything like that at the time. The way that we read and found out about the names of these people standing behind me is through the newspaper, maybe a picture in the paper. And that was about it. And for me to ever think that I would be sitting today at the autograph session between Happy Chandler and Charlie Gehringer, to me that was complete fantasy land. And my thanks to the Baseball Writers Association of America for making that fantasy come true and for allowing me to have that seat here this afternoon.
And that was Don Drysdale in 1994 being inducted, rightfully so, into baseball's Hall of Fame. A man's man, Don Drysdale. The inside part of the plate was his, no doubt about it. And he was a great pitcher for the Dodgers, was the combo with the Johnny Padres and Sandy Koufax, outstanding Dodger rotation that helped them win 3 world championships here in Los Angeles, the first 3 in Los Angeles, 59, 63, and 65. And then he went on to be a great play-by-play broadcaster. Usually, athletes go on to be just the analyst, not the play-by-play guy. And we're very fortunate to have a good one in Rick Monday, who actually took the seat of Don Drysdale after he passed away in 1993. And I know we always hear Vin Scully's call of Kirk Gibson's home run, and the national people want to play Jack Buck's call, which I'm not a big fan of. When Gibson hit that home run, Buck was on the radio saying, "Can you believe what I just saw or you just saw?" No, we're listening to you. We don't know what we just saw. And I feel like the second best call of Kirk Gibson's home run in 1998 was from Don Drysdale on the Dodgers radio back on 790 KABC. Okay, we don't have it. I thought I sent it. Anyway, let's play Justin Turner's home run. How about that?
Turner hammers one deep to left center field. Way back and gone. A home run. Justin Turner. His 18th of the year. As Turner crushes one over the home run seats into the pavilion. 4-1 Dodgers.
All right, Justin Turner's home run right there. We want to congratulate Sandra Theralt of Murrieta, who receives a $50 Daniel's Jewelers gift card for correctly predicting the number of home runs in the game. For your chance to win a $50 gift card good at over 100 Daniel's locations, go to am570lasports.com, keyword home run. All right, here it is. Don Drysdale's call of Kirk Gibson's home run. Let's do it justice.
Now goes to the top of the helmet. Believe me.
There it is, the second best call of Kirk Gibson's home run by Big D, Don Drysdale, on Dodgers radio back then. All right, that'll do it for us on Dodger Talk tonight. Coming up in a few hours, it'll be game two of this three-game series. Kyle Freeland on the mound for the Rockies, who is 1-4 with an ERA of 5.36, going up against Tony Gonsolin. Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck begins at 5 o'clock with first pitch at 6:10. Thanks to Dwayne McDonald out here at Dodger Stadium. Thanks to Colin Yee back in Burbank. And thanks to you for listening. In case you missed any of the show or any of our pregame interviews with Albert Pujols yesterday or Josiah Gray today, you can podcast it on the iHeartRadio app or at am570lasports.com. Once again, the final score from Dodger Stadium. The Dodgers fall to the Rockies 9-6 in 10 innings. Have a great night. See ya. From the west side.